We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. That means back in the house, Andrew P. Shea. Before we get to anything else, we got to name our winner from the Ask Ross segment, and that is Ryan from Reynoldsville, PA. Ryan will be getting in touch with you about your KSN sweatshirt. Andy, season is finally over. Now begins that crazy offseason. It's a talent acquisition time, this time through the portal. And, you know, after the Outback Bowl, this becomes an important time of the year for Penn State, isn't it?
Yeah, it becomes, it's the offseason, right? Part of it now is roster enhancement through the transfer portal. And on many fronts, this is, including this one, this is including the portal front, this is going to be a tough winter in offseason for Penn State. I mean, 7-6 for this team is massively disappointing on the heels of 4-5. The defense carried this team in 2021. And now that defense has major issues to iron out, which we're going to talk about, particularly at the linebacker position. And they have a new defensive coordinator. It's not the guy who built the 2021 defense. So that's part of it as well. I mean, even in the bowl game, as shorthanded as they were on defense with five starters opting out and declaring for the NFL draft, they still kept Penn State in that game for a long, long time with literally almost zero support from the offense. So, yeah, this is going to be some choppy waters ahead, Jim.
Well, let's take a look at this because it has reached the point now where the transfer portal is a major part
100%
of talent acquisition. And we're probably in that hot season now for this going on, because players who would want to transfer as quickly as possible, get in school for the spring semester so they can go through spring practice with their new team. The first salvo was fired for Penn State as far as bringing players in when they brought in very highly regarded wide receiver Mitchell Tinsley from Western Kentucky. You may not look, I don't think wide receiver was one of those must-have positions. However, bringing in a guy at this talent level certainly doesn't hurt.
No, you're going to take, if anybody wants to come to you and there's a, you see the talent that you're looking for, it doesn't matter what the, to a degree, what the depth and the position in the room looks like. You take talent. If talent wants to come to you and it fits, like you have to know, like, this is what we want. You have the things that we like. You have the things that we think give you an opportunity to get on the field. Those are all factors as well, but yeah, you take it. If it comes and drops in your lap and is interested in you, you don't turn it away. Absolutely 100% agree. But there are needs, right? Greater needs, but yes.
All right, let's look at the needs. Let's start on the offense. Running backs, we were disappointed in them. If a star wants to come in, but I think they brought in their star in this freshman recruiting class, and they brought in depth by bringing in two guys. I can't picture them bringing in from the portal another tight end. We mentioned, no. I think wide receivers are in good shape. And probably for better or worse, at quarterback, you've got Sean Clifford there, the veteran, 1 year of eligibility. I think if they've pointed out their loyalty to Sean Clifford for another year, I'm not sure you're going to see another quarterback coming in. On offense, that leaves us with the offensive line, Andy.
Yeah, so do you think they should be shopping for starters along the offensive line? I mean, I think they're looking for depth across the offensive line in the transfer portal to a degree. I mean, you're looking to create position battles always, but you're not looking for a clear-cut starter like you were at DN last year. I don't think so. I think you're looking for – you do. Okay. I that's what I thought. But I think they're looking for depth to create competition. But they've been a wee light the last couple of years, I think, in the recruiting front along the offensive line in terms of numbers. So I think they could use some, you know, competition there. And, hey, competition wins good, but I'd like to hear why you think they need starters. I know why, but I think I want to hear you say it.
I don't have five guys I'm confident in as starters. Who among the offensive linemen has really staked their claim that they are an above average player at their position? A year ago, we thought, oh, we have enough guys, and we find out we're disappointed. A year ago, we thought, gee, aren't our tackles good? Okay. I'm sure in hindsight, we would have liked to have had a better play at tackle. At guard, same deal. So both inside and outside, if you got a guy who was clear-cut starter material, I'm taking him. In fact, tell me where he is. I'll drive him to the airport to bring him to State College.
Yeah, no, I don't. In theory, I don't disagree with you at all. I 100% agree. From a fans and football junkie perspective, you'd say the way that offensive line play, it should be open season for any and all jobs up front. And maybe inside the building, there is that thinking that that's the way that it should be. There's also a danger in that you're still going to need some of these guys that are coming back to play offensive line for you. So you can't really sort of chuck them aside completely. You know what I mean? Like that dangerous line, like, you know, you played 13 games for us last year. We need you. You have to get better. You have to do blah, 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 blah. You just can't cast them aside. But in theory, you'd like to say, you guys were not any good at all. You were killing us, Smalls. We're going to look everywhere else. But you really can't do that in reality. But you have to be careful with it. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, the other part to it, though, Andy, is you have five positions on the offensive line. It's not like quarterback where if you bring somebody else in to start, that means you don't have any of your other quarterbacks starting. You have five positions, and these guys could start at different places. It's not just, hey, he's a tackle, that's it. I mean, we have had those conversations. Where does Landon Tengwall go? Is he a tackle or guard? Caden Wallace, who has started at tackle, a lot of people think he would be a better guard than tackle. We've already seen the swap of Mike Miranda and Juice Scruggs, guard and center. So I think it's because of that, if I got someone in here who I could just plug in as left tackle, I'm taking him. No matter what the position is, if I could just bring someone in, plug them in as a starter, I'm going to do it. So I would take one or two players there in the portal. Let's flip over to the defensive side. And it's kind of interesting here, Andy. The defensive line lost multiple starters. We know that. But as we talked about in quarter number one, P.J. Mustafa is returning. If we trust that he'll be healthy, Adisa Isaac coming back from injury, we're told he would be ready to go for spring. I'm not going to say you're going to turn away some help on the defensive line, but it's not quite as critical as it might have been.
No, it is not. It could have been a little bit different. It wasn't like last year where they definitely were. It was a huge need up front along the defensive line, and they found it. But just remember, P.J. Mustafa and Adisa Isaac, they're both coming back off major injuries. That's a good thing that they're both coming back, and hopefully they can stay healthy and whole. But coming back and getting back, that's tough. I mean, you know, Isaac missed the entire 2021 season, and Mustafa basically missed two-thirds of the season with, you know, you consider the bowl game and all that time. But they do have some other players, right? Like Devon Ellis, Keziah Izzard. They played a good number of snaps this season. You got a glimpse of Smith Vilbert at the DN in the bowl game. They have to feel so in order not to go transfer portal hunting, which I think you should at this position, as it looks to me right now, maybe you feel really good about the young talent that you've recruited at that position the last couple years, particularly at the defensive end, that you don't need to go to go transfer portal shopping that much, but you also have two major components that are coming off major injuries. So it's a very sticky wicket along the defensive line, but it's not a red flag, you know, alert position going into 2022 at all.
If you're going to call it the red flag alert position, I offer you up linebacker. During this past season, you had three starters that you were pretty confident in. They may not have played as well as you would have liked, but you knew who those three starters were. When you had an issue, though, you had to go pull Jesse Lucada off the defensive end. You had to go to Jonathan Sutherland, a backup safety, and bring him in. You already did not have depth at linebacker, and you lost two of your three starters. I'm diving in deep into the transfer portal at linebacker, Andy.
Yeah, and I don't think it's single player. I think it's plural players from the transfer portal that you're going to look for, that you're looking for. I mean, this position is going to be a real challenge for new defensive coordinator Manny Diaz, right? Your known quantities are Curtis Jacobs and Charlie Catcher. After that, it's freshmen and redshirt freshmen who haven't played much, if any at all. That's it. I mean, they more than anything, even with Curtis and Charlie at the position, the most critical need is they have very little experience at this position. Curtis Jacobs good. Curtis Jacobs going to be good. He's fine. He's played a good bit this year. But that doesn't mean the position has experience. He served a role. He didn't play as a, you know, every down linebacker on a consistent basis. So, you know, you have to look at the development of the young guys. But on all fronts, this is a true weakness. Red flags waving all over the place. It's an identifiable, clear-cut weakness for Penn State going into 2022. And you can't argue that.
We're in a full agreement there, Andy. That's the position I think they really need help. The one place we didn't talk about were the defensive backs, and they were very good this past year. I think with the return of Jair Brown and Joey Porter Jr., one being a cornerback, one being the safety, I think they're in fairly good shape. You know, you have people like Keaton Ellis to add to safety. You have Kalen King as the second cornerback. You still have Daquan Hardy. Don't turn away talent, but I think they're in pretty good shape at defensive back.
Any position, take any position on this roster, even the running backs, the one I would say is the least in need of any help in any way, shape, or form is the defensive backfield, even including the running backs and tight ends on the other side of the ball. The secondary played itself into a monster, has enough known talent and experienced playmaking talent coming back. We've seen a little bit of the depth and we know they have it. No worries.
I'm with you on that one. All right, Andy, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.